Hi everyone, it's Craig with Craig McKinnon Networking. How you doing? Hope you're having a great week so far. So last week we talked about follow-up and how important it is. And this week I could go on and on and on and on and on and on about follow-up. But I won't. I don't think there's anyone that is in solopreneurship or small business, sales, networking, marketing that doesn't understand how important it is. Just depends on how well we do it. This week, I want to talk about reconnecting. Now, for a long time there, and this was years ago, it somehow got into my head that if I hadn't followed up or if I hadn't touched base with somebody in a long time, and when I say a long time, I'm talking 6 months, a year, something along those lines, that I somehow didn't deserve to reconnect or to have a conversation with them again. And you just kind of let the relationship dwindle and it turns into nothing, which it doesn't do anybody any good. And then it hits me, I don't know when this happened, but it hits me that, you know what, that they didn't contact me either. And I find as a networker myself, and you may as well, if you're out there and you're doing it, that's the case more times than not. I would tend to believe that in the reconnecting that I've done over the years, I would say probably, this might sound like an arbitrary number, but the more I thought about it, it made sense to me that I would say about 97% of the reconnecting that I did was initiated by me. And like I said, as a networker, that's bound to happen. It may be the same for you as well, as you get out there and you're networking and you're reaching back out and things like that. But let's get to it. So big deal. So you did lose contact. You haven't talked to somebody in 6 months. You haven't talked to somebody in a year. There's nothing saying or nothing stopping you from reaching out, sending a quick text or sending an email. Hey, can't believe it's been 6 months. Let's get together soon. Or hey, I can't believe I haven't talked to you since last year. What are you doing next week? There's an idea of a 9-word email where you get to the point quickly. You know, the paragraphs as to why you lost touch and all the things that were going on, you'll cover when you get together. So leave that out. Quick and to the point. I miss you. Let's get together and move on. And if it's somebody that you had a relationship with or have a relationship with, it's just in stasis or whatever you want to say, chances are the credibility is still there. And even if it's not, just by you identifying that you've lost touch could bring it right back. And that's kind of what you're looking for. And one of my favorite things about reconnecting is this is the easiest type of networking to do because they already know you and you already know them. You could flow right back into a conversation you were having the last day that you saw them. You may... Maybe they're telling you a story. Maybe there was a client that they were trying to nail down, or there was a soccer tournament that their kid was in, or whatever the case may be. That like it's you already have conversation going. I mean, you probably have it already just because if you already know this person, they know you, there's something to talk about. But in 6 months or a year or even 3 months, like, things have happened. It's a great way to just get back into the conversation. Anyway, you know, talking to people that already know you and reconnecting with them. Who'd have thought it? Anyway, quick win today. Short, but I did want to touch base on it and just get it out there. That's all I got. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.